Author and professor Gail Griffin can remember her 10th birthday like it was yesterday. She was at a baseball game on a summer night in Detroit.
A rectangle of night sky opens ahead, brilliant banks of lights against the black, the low crowd hum rising like a sea sound, then acres of green seats, and then below it all the blazing diamond, emerald they should call it, nothing has ever been so green. Left field, Maxwell. Right, Colavito. The outrageous Cleveland trade, who points his bat at pitchers like a gun. Humidity halos the lights. Men yelp, hot dogs, program. I am transfixed, dizzied by the vastness. My stomach lurches like on the Ferris wheel at the state fair when it surges up and I can almost see Canada. How can an entire world fit inside a building? It's a gleaming secret, a hidden kingdom, an alternate planet shining at the core. Secret garden, Emerald City, Wonderland. The night breeze licks my skin. I might be dreaming.
Griffin's words, and words from other writers, have been chronicled in the new book, A Detroit Anthology. It's a collection of nearly 60 stories from both natives and non-natives alike about the ills, the joys, and the daily life in a city that is more than just where cars were made. From the morphing of neighborhoods, the days of Motown, and everything in between, the passages demonstrate the complicated relationship that dwellers feel from the strength and soul of their city. Griffin calls Kalamazoo home now, but she was born in Detroit and lived in the suburbs until she was 15. Griffin says that although she appreciates having a foundation in Detroit's past, much has changed in the present.
And I grew up as a teenager with a very negative image of Detroit from my family and friends. And yet I remembered this city that I loved, that was very vital and very alive. And I think we have to fight for that, for that image. I was happy to send something to this anthology and have it accepted because I want to be part of the people who are loyal to the spirit of Detroit that's still alive.
Anna Clark is a Detroit resident and the editor of the anthology. The publisher, Rust Belt Chic Press, has produced similar anthologies about Cleveland and Cincinnati. Clark says it's an honest, candid effort to tell what life in the Midwest is like.
The narrative about cities, communities, towns here in the Midwest and the Rust Belt often get very skewed in the national stories and the national storytelling about them, just like what you're saying about Detroit, you know? And I think that's inspired them to, you know, publish Belt Magazine, which does a lot of good long-form journalism about the cities in this area. And they also...
Even amidst the sliding population numbers, Clark and over 700,000 people still call Detroit home. Clark says she hopes that this book demonstrates how much life is still evolving in the city.
The emptiness of the city is what tends to stand out in the photographs and the stories and things like that when people try to communicate about Detroit. What I think is lost there is the fact that hundreds of thousands of people do make their lives here today, right now. And I think people honestly...
As for the kids who live there today, Griffin thinks that their memories will be much different.
This piece of mine, the Briggs Stadium piece, is loving towards Detroit, but it also treats Briggs Stadium as kind of a wonderland place, a place that's not quite real. And I think the kids in Detroit today, growing up there, will, I hope, write about the city in its daily reality. I hope they don't write about hopelessness and wanting to get out. Yeah, and I hope somebody is giving the kids dreams that they can write about when they're as old as I am.
A Detroit Anthology will be released May 30th. For more information, visit our website.